Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, awesome souls. Welcome back to Soft Girl Morning. Your daily dose of gentle living affirmations, designed to make you feel like the best version of yourself, every single day. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic is a juicy one. We're diving deep into forgiveness and letting go. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with the, be positive, stuff, hear me out. This isn't about sugarcoating life or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging that holding onto grudges, resentment, anger, those things, they're like emotional baggage weighing you down. And trust me, nobody wants to lug around extra weight, right? So, let's unpack this whole forgiveness thing, shall we? I've got 5 key takeaways to help you understand why it's so vital and how you can actually start practicing it in your own life. First up, forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions. It's not about saying, what they did was okay, or, they didn't mean any harm. Nope, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's releasing the grip that anger and hurt have on your heart and mind so you can move forward freely. Ever felt like you were constantly replaying a painful event in your head? Like it had this endless loop playing? Forgiveness helps break that cycle. Second, holding on to grudges doesn't hurt the person who wronged you, it hurts you. Think about it, you're letting their actions dictate your emotions and energy. You're giving them power over your happiness. That's not cool, right? It's like carrying a torch around, burning yourself while hoping to light up someone else's path. Third, forgiveness takes practice. Just like learning any new skill, it takes time and effort. Don't expect to forgive someone overnight and magically feel all better. Be patient with yourself. Start by acknowledging your hurt feelings and allowing yourself to feel them fully. Then, try to understand the situation from a different perspective. Maybe there were underlying issues or circumstances you weren't aware of. Empathy doesn't mean condoning, it means seeing the bigger picture. Fourth, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Remember that movie, The Notebook, where Noah and Allie had their whole love story? They definitely didn't forget the hardships they faced, but they chose to focus on their love and commitment. Forgiveness is similar, you acknowledge the past, but you choose not to let it define your present or future. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel like giving up, when anger flares up again. But keep practicing, keep reminding yourself of the benefits, and don't beat yourself up when you stumble. You're doing great. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing you down for ages? It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders, and suddenly, the world feels lighter. I remember this one time. I was holding on to anger towards someone who had hurt me deeply. It was eating away at me, making me feel bitter and resentful. But then, I decided to try something different. I started journaling about my feelings, really unpacking all the pain and anger. Then, I tried to see things from their perspective. Maybe they were hurting too, or maybe they didn't even realize the impact of their actions. It wasn't easy, but as I practiced forgiveness, I felt that weight lift. Let me recap those key takeaways, because honey, these are life changers. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from emotional baggage, not condoning bad behavior. Holding on to grudges hurts you more than anyone else, and practicing empathy can help you understand different perspectives. Remember, forgiveness takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. You'll feel lighter, freer, and happier. So, my beautiful listeners, I challenge you to make a small step towards forgiveness today. Maybe start by acknowledging your feelings, then try to see things from another angle. Even if it feels small, that act of letting go can have a ripple effect, making a big difference in your life. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words, and remember to leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.